The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:25pm with Mick Norton, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Stephen Powell in the studio. We have Bath and Foss last domestically. There's also a good card over in the Curra featuring three Group 1s, the Moyglare Stud Stakes, the Vincent O'Brien National Stakes and the Irish St Ledger, and it's ARC Trials Day in Longchamp. Plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Good, thanks, Mark. Yeah, looking forward to Sunday's action. Obviously, the best of it takes place at the Curra and at Longchamp in France this weekend.
Yes, some good stuff to come internationally, if you like. But we're going to focus on the domestic stuff. Craig's picked out three races for us, a couple at Foss and one at Bath. We'll move on to that shortly, but if we just quickly take a look back at the Friday of the St. Ledger meeting, Craig, just quick word on Estimate. She returned to winning ways in the Doncaster Cup.
Yeah, she did, Mark. She looked in trouble. I wouldn't say it looked in an awful lot of trouble, but there was just looked at a stage in the race where there was a few looked like they were going to go past her. But one thing about Estimate is she stays very well, and she's all about stamina. And the further she went, the better she looked. And Ryan Moore certainly got the best out of her yesterday, and great to see her back to winning ways. Things haven't gone to plan, if you like, this season after such a great comeback in the Ascot Gold Cup, and bounced on her next start, got back to something like her best in the Lonsdale Cup at York, and great to see her win the Doncaster Cup yesterday. I would imagine it'll be all roads leading into Royal Ascot for the Gold Cup again next year, because she certainly needs a trip, and that 2.5 mile brings out the best in her.
It does, yes. So Estimate, a good winner there. We also had a couple of other Group 2s on the card. The Flying Childers went the way of Beacon, and the Mayhill Stakes was won by Agnes Stewart, the Irish Raider. So what did you make of those two?
Yeah, Beacon, obviously, it was a very, very lucky winner, because Cotai Glory was all set for victory when the saddle slipped and the horse veered badly across to the right. And unfortunately, George Baker was unseated after basically having the race won. Beacon took advantage of that mishap and stayed on. Backing trip was the key to Beacon. Didn't stay the 6 furlongs at York last time, but dropping back to the minimum distance got the job done, although albeit in lucky circumstances. Agnes Stewart, absolutely routed her field in the Mayhill Stakes. A very impressive winner. And I don't think it was the strongest of Group 2s in all honesty, but she was the one that did look a group performer in the race. The rest all ran below the best, and that decisive turn of foot at the furlong pole was the key when Billy Lee kicked clear, and turned out a very, very good winner, Agnes Stewart. She did run well last time in Ireland. She just conceded first run to the eventual winner that day, so she wasn't winning out of turn. Just the only doubt going into it for me yesterday was the stable form of Ed Lynan's yard, but that was quickly put right with a very impressive display by this filly by Lawman.
Yeah, so those were the group winners on the card. We also saw Stomachion win the Mallard Stakes, which is a big handicap there. And anything else stand out to you on the day, Craig?
Yeah, obviously Stomachion had his stamina to prove stepping up and trip from a mile and a half, and he did that very, very well under Ryan Moore. It was a real taken performance, and I'm sure that will open up a few more avenues for the horse now. Visually and in his previous runs, he did look like the step up and trip would bring about improvement, but his pedigree said otherwise. So until he went and done it yesterday over that distance, we wasn't to know whether the visual impressions he was making, whether he was going to fulfil those, but he certainly did that yesterday, and he's a type that possibly could be heading towards something like an Ebor next year. Impressive performance from Stomachion.
Yeah, good stuff. We'll leave that there. We must move on to Sunday's action, and we'll get Craig's thoughts on the domestic stuff next.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
All right, then, on to Sunday. And the first race that Craig has picked out is the 3:30 at Foslas, which is a Class 5 nursery over a mile. And it's obviously for the two-year-olds, and five of them in the lineup here. And not too much winning form to go on coming into this, Craig. But there's a couple of them that look as if they're going the right way, the likes of Here Now and Water Thief and Last Statua. How do you see this going, Craig?
Yeah, I think the top weight is the class act here for me. Mark, I'll be disappointed if he can't win this tomorrow. The Godolphin horse Here Now. He started off at Haydock back in July. It was a very good run, finishing third to Steck on that occasion. The second was Marco Botti's horse, Azraf, who has since won twice, winning a handicap at Newmarket and Newcastle. So the form has a solid look to it. I didn't really see out his race on his next start back at Haydock. He was, you know, slightly disappointing in the closing stages there. But again, you know, that was a fairly strong maiden. And the Kevin Ryan's horse, Salatine, who finished second, obviously was seen win at Doncaster earlier in the week off a mark of 92. So, you know, I think this Godolphin horse is well handicapped off 75 tomorrow. Last time at Epsom, obviously, it was a match against Dance of Fire, who was due to run yesterday in a nursery at Doncaster. So, basically, it's always hard to take any form from a match race, if you like. But one thing that Here Now did, he looked an improved performer stepping up in trip. Mm. And if you look at his pedigree, I think this mile tomorrow will be the making of the horse, in all honesty, Mark. And off what looks a lenient handicap, Mark, I think he's going to be the horse they all have to beat. Water Thief was, for me, very disappointing. In a weakish maiden at Musselburgh last time, he didn't really go on. Honey Required, you know, down the bottom of Alan Bailey's, won a seller on her penultimate start, and came up short when returned to handicap company last time at Sandown. So, you know, doesn't have an awful lot to beat in this race, and I'll be disappointed if he can't take advantage of a very lenient looking handicap mark of 75.
Okay, Here Now then, the selection in the 3:30 at Foslas. Going through these in chronological order, the next one is the 3:50 at Bath, and this is a condition stakes over a mile, and it's for three-year-olds and older, and only four of them in the lineup here, and another Godolphin runner that could be better than the rest of the field here. Steele has been playing his trade in better company than this, Craig, so this is his easiest task for a while. Do you see him getting back to winning ways?
He's got a big chance, Mark. It's his easiest task of the season by some way. You know, you look at the races he's been running in since he returned from Maidan. He's ran in two competitive handicaps at Ascot and Goodwood, and then he ran in a Group 3 last time, where you have to say he was a little bit disappointing, trailing home last on that occasion. But this is a major drop in class for him, so he does have a big chance in this heat. But there's one horse, I think, that has everything in his favour tomorrow. He's another horse that is winless this year. But again, he's been plying his trade in higher class than this. He started out in Newmarket, a Group 3, then a listed race at Chester, back into group company, Goodwood, and a very competitive handicap last time off a big weight at York as Boom or Bust. And one thing about Boom or Bust is he's proven on very, very fast ground. You know when it is rattling fast at Bath, you know, it's a quick underfoot surface, and Boom or Bust is proven under such conditions. He's a previous winner at the track, and I think this represents his best opportunity for some time. Marcus Dragonin's yard, a little bit quiet or so again in the last week or two. I think he's not from about 10 runners, but there's been a couple of those have been knocking on the door. So I wouldn't say he's badly out of form. He's just needing a winner or two again to get going. But I think Boom or Bust has an excellent opportunity. Fast ground, horse that is very, very straightforward. Lewis Stewart is likely to send it to the front, try and make all on this quick surface, and I think he could be hard to reel in.
Okay, Boom and Bust then, the selection in the 3:50 at Bath, and onto the 4:05 at Foslas, and this is a Phillies handicap over a mile and a quarter. It's for three-year-olds and older. Six of them in the lineup for this one. Craig, which one do you go for?
Swan Lakes here for David Simcock, Mark. You certainly have to forgive A poor effort last time was, you know, basically went from travelling easy to stopping as they turned into the straight, and she was pedalling backwards very, very quickly on that occasion and shaped as if something was badly amiss. So you do have to forgive that poor run, but this filly by Dalakhan, he's had 40 days to overcome anything that was wrong on that occasion, and I would like to focus on her previous run at Ascot, which was a real strong piece of form when she was finishing third to Arabian Comet and Kakonga of Luca Kiumani's. She was catching two very progressive horses in the closing stages of that race, and you know, I think that she can get back to that kind of form. She's going to be very difficult to beat in against her own sex in this filly's handicap on Sunday. Mark Play Street, you know, has gone up in the weights. This mare, after winning at Sandown, and you know, the handicapper just looks to have her at present. Every time is a tricky one here. She's a filly. Two starts back at Nottingham, everybody's seen how an unlucky loser she was. She met trouble when the pace was quickening. She was having to angle out for a run into the middle of the track and was doing all her best work at the finish. And, you know, she looked one to be with on her next start at Nottingham. But again, she was slowly away. And when she seen daylight and held every chance in the race, she carried her head awkward. And she didn't look the most straightforward of fillies. No surprise to see cheek pieces fitted for the first time tomorrow. She does have ability, but she does have her quirks as well. So if she was to put it all in, she would be a danger to Swan Lakes. But there's still question marks about whether she actually wants it. And the bottom horse of Mark Johnson's on Tulane. Don't like her at all, Mark. She certainly looks awkward.
Yeah.
She... ripping two starts back behind Gosaki, who has, you know, franked that form, who was just caught on the line yesterday at Sandown. But that her attitude in behind wasn't great. And again, last time at Carlisle, she looks certainly one to avoid. So couldn't have her on any shortlist. For me, I think if Swan Lake comes back to that form we've seen on her penultimate start at Ascot, she's going to be very difficult to beat off the same mark.
Okay, Swan Lake's in the selection. In the 4:05 at Fosslass, let's just have a quick summary, Craig, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, 3:30 Fosslass, Charlie Appleby's here now. Moving over to Bath for the 3:50, a conditions race, Boomer Bust for Marcus Tregoning. And finally, in the 4:05, back at Fosslass, Swan Lakes for David Simcock.
Okay, good work, Craig. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy on Sunday.
Thank you, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:25 PM. Mick Norton, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Stephen Powell will be live from 1:25 PM. We have Bath and Fosslass domestically. There's a good card over in the Curragh featuring three Group 1s, the Moygler Stud Stakes, the Vincent O'Brien National Stakes and the Irish St. Ledger. And a very good day in France as well in Longchamp. It's Arc Trials Day there. We have the Pre-Niel, the Pre-Foy and Pre-Vermeer. Three clues towards the Arc de Triomphe in a few weeks' time. So some good racing coming up. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.